This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. I want to thank you for joining me, all of our listeners. We keep getting more and more downloads. It's very gratifying. I hope you find these podcasts informative, hopefully even a little entertaining. And I thank you for joining me. I also thank you for all of your questions, your comments, any relevant health topics of interest to you. I'd be very happy to hear from you. You can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Here we are in my favorite season, summertime. It all goes too quickly, I'm afraid. I have to start living in the present a little more to enjoy, to relish every moment. But don't we all? Anyway, let me get to your questions. I have an email from Lynette. Lynette writes, I don't like the antioxidant my nutritionist gave me, vitamins A, C, and E's. Do you have any improvements on that? And no copper, please. Lynette, I believe we've heard from you before about the copper issue. In looking around at various formulations of antioxidants, because zinc is often included in many of those formulations, and I know it's at least in a multi as well, there will be copper there to balance the zinc. If you are taking an antioxidant formula that includes zinc, it's actually important to have that zinc balanced with a little copper. Generally, for what's contained, for example, in a multi, the amount of zinc would be about 15 milligrams. You will definitely find about 2 milligrams of copper. That's to balance the zinc, because taking zinc without copper can deplete the copper, and then vice versa. Too much copper isn't a great thing either. Anne Louise Gittleman wrote a wonderful book. Oh, I think it has to be at least a couple of decades old, about fatigue and why am I always so tired, and the fact that it could be from some copper overload, which can be helped by zinc. So, Lynette, a possible route for you is to take zinc to rebalance any copper issue that you're concerned about. But another recommendation is if you go to drhoffman.com, if you go to Dr. Hoffman's website and you go to his online dispensary, which is FullScript, there is a multivitamin mineral supplement there called Alpha Base, and it's Alpha Base without iron. We like multis without iron because iron can be cumulative in the body and it's not for everyone. There is 1 milligram of copper there, Lynette. If you have any concerns, maybe you need to take a little more additional zinc, maybe another 15 or 25 milligram. The other thing that you can do, if you're taking an antioxidant supplement that contains vitamin A or beta carotene, vitamin C, vitamin E, like a gamma tocopherol, you may choose to take them individually. So taking a beta-carotene retinol supplement, taking ester C, for instance, and taking some vitamin E in the form of mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols, like you would find in gamma E or E-gems, you could also find that at drhoffman.com, You don't want to take a vitamin E that's solely of alpha tocopherol because it's only one of the family of vitamin E and tocopherols, and you want the whole balance, the whole matrix. And generally, you want to be on a good diet as well to make sure you're getting all of these antioxidants. So I hope that helps to answer your question, Lynette, and thank you for emailing me. Moving on, I have another email here from Marion. Hello, Layla. I enjoy listening to your podcast. I'm at my wit's end with this weight. It does not budge. I am 63 years old and 5'3", 205 pounds. I have a documented history of PCOS. That means polycystic ovarian syndrome. I am null parity, meaning she's not had children. I do not eat white food except cottage cheese, no bread. My thyroid is good. I had recent lab work 2 months ago. However, I do take 90 milligrams of Armour Thyroid. I work out 5 to 6 days a week with a trainer. I do cardio and weights. Bravo, Marion. Bottom line, do you have a diet plan that would help me? I need about 1,200 calories or so, or that's what the medical journals suggest. I need more structure. I think I'm eating too much of the right food. I need a template. I can't find anything on Medline. Can you please help me? Thank you. Marion, yes, I can help you, but this is a consult. So please call my office. You could set up a telephone consult with me. 212-779-1744. Now, I want to address some of these issues with Marion here on this podcast, things that I would look at in a consult, things that you should know when you're taking Armour Thyroid, things that you should know when you have a history of PCOS, which is associated with insulin resistance, things that are troubling me when Marion mentions a 1,200 calorie diet. Oh no, eating the same amount of calories every day tells Mother Nature that this is only what's available. This is all that's available. And what Mother Nature will do, especially when you do this over a long period of time, is make sure you don't lose weight on it because she wants you to survive. It's worse in the setting of hypothyroidism. You already have a sluggish thyroid. You told me so because you're taking 90 milligrams of Armour Thyroid each day, Marion. Anyone with hypothyroidism is the worst candidate for a low-calorie diet such as this where you're eating the same amount of calories every day. It actually works against you in that you make your thyroid even more sluggish. So it's very important to address this. You should not be on a 1,200-calorie per day diet. Your calories should change. Maybe one day it will be 1,200. The next day it might be 1,900. The day after that it might be 1,650. And the day after that it'll be 2,300. We need to keep Mother Nature guessing by letting Mother Nature know that there's a variable amount of food around, especially good protein and fat sources, that your metabolism will not be slowed down, will not be suppressed further, and then further exacerbating the hypothyroidism. Marion, the other thing I want you to know is if you're taking Armour Thyroid, you are likely taking it first thing in the morning. We do have patients who take it at night because they're taking other things in the morning that may interfere, other medications or other supplements, so forth and so on. What we do know from the scientific literature recently is that any thyroid replacement that's taken, it should only be taken with water, pure water, not coffee, not a cup of tea, not a cup of decaf. The reason being is they found that these beverages interfere with thyroid. Now, It's not the caffeine that interferes with it, but they've not been able to identify what does interfere with it. So, Marion, when you take your Armour Thyroid in the morning, you cannot eat or drink anything but pure water for a full hour before you have your first cup of coffee or tea and breakfast. What I recommend to all my clients who are taking thyroid replacement is keep it on your night table with a glass of water so that you take it at the earliest possible moment, like when you sit up in bed in the morning. I also recommend to those who tend to wake up sometime the middle of the night, very early morning hours, say after 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m., and then you go visit the bathroom and come back, or if you do wake up for any reason that early, you can take your thyroid then and then go back to sleep. And say you then wake up to start your day at 6 or 7 a.m., you could immediately go to your first cup of coffee, tea, and breakfast because you've taken your thyroid replacement more than an hour ago. So that's perfectly fine. Now, Marion, you also have a history of PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. This is a hallmark. This condition is a hallmark of insulin resistance. And it is often said, which is coming first, the chicken or the egg? Is it insulin resistance that's causing PCOS, or is PCOS causing insulin resistance? We tend to think it's the insulin resistance that is causing this disturbed hormone functioning that is PCOS, too many androgens. Symptoms of PCOS, for those who are listening, are cysts on the ovaries, number one, acne, facial acne, particularly it could also be bacne, acne on the back, the shoulders, hair shedding, almost like a male pattern baldness, hair shedding, and hirsutism, too much bodily hair. Too much bodily hair could be on the arms and facial hair. So these are symptoms of PCOS. And not everybody has those symptoms to get this diagnosis. Oh, and irregular menses, irregular periods. Marion is 63. I'm assuming she's well into or past menopause. I think that's a safe assumption. So, Marion, first of all, when you're, and apparently you're on a 1200 or low-calorie diet, often a low-calorie diet is a low-fat diet because fat contains more calories than carbohydrates. And proteins, you're likely eating too many carbohydrates, which is further fueling your insulin resistance. And because of all that circulating insulin resistance, that is keeping you in fat storage mode despite your excellent exercise. Marion is doing 5 to 6 days a week with a trainer, which is terrific. Keep up that exercise, but you really need a consult with a nutritionist who's going to put you on the proper diet, given your medical history and given that you're on thyroid replacement. And whether it's for hypothyroidism or autoimmune hypothyroidism like Hashimoto's, these also need to be worked into, taken into account in your workup. And yes, you do need more structure, Marion. The medical journals, what is there? Everybody has an individual biochemistry. We as health practitioners read those medical journals and read the scientific research. And then we have to pluck the gems. We have to rework it into workable solutions for each individual patient based on their history. When you're reading about how many calories you should be eating, Marion, on a daily basis, the best advice is not from a medical journal because they don't know you. And they don't know that you have hypothyroidism, that you have a history of PCOS. I hope I'm making my case for those of you that you can't just get your information from the internet and from Medline, Medline is not a terrific source for getting your information. You know, it's, and you know, they have a disclaimer. They all have disclaimers, anything on the internet. This is not a substitute for advice by your doctor, your healthcare practitioner, your nutritionist, your MD, your ND, your chiropractor, all of that. So it's important to get a consult. So Marion, I hope this was helpful. And I hope you will look into the benefits of getting a nutrition consult. Another aspect of here that I would look at in a consult with anyone who has an issue with weight loss, that their weight will not budge. There are trigger foods, there are food allergies, there are food sensitivities. And when we have food allergies and we keep eating those allergenic foods, we tend to retain a lot of water. I see often in my practice, when I put someone on an elimination diet for suspected or confirmed food allergies, they tend to lose a lot of water they've been storing, because this is all the process of inflammation and immune response, as is common with allergy and food allergy. So it's quite dramatic once they remove those suspects and they shed quite a bit of water. It could be over 10 pounds of water, believe it or not, that then their metabolism is able to shift into more favorable metabolism. And then, of course, removing all the other foods that are insulin triggers, such as alcohol, such as any form of refined carbohydrate or sugar. But I find the answer is never a static daily caloric limit, like a 1,200 calorie diet. How long are we willing to go hungry? Right? That's why diets don't last. People fall off. Diets are temporary. How long are you willing to go hungry? Even on those commercials that you hear, what is it, the New Jersey diet or some other kind of thing, guaranteed to lose 40 pounds in 40 days. Yeah. Well, what happens on day 42 and day 45 and day 68 and day 350? You can lose 40 pounds in 40 days, but then that low caloric intake that you're doing for those 40 days is not sustainable for the long term. So what have you achieved? You're going to gain all that weight back after 40 days. There is no magic bullet, right? So after those 40 days, you can't maintain a low caloric diet anymore. If you do, you will become deficient in many essential nutrients. I'm talking about an 800 calorie diet, which is ridiculous. The only people on 800 calorie diets or 500 calorie diets are those who've had gastric bypass surgery, bariatric surgery, where they're forced on this low caloric intake. And that has its own set of problems. Because I have patients who have had bariatric surgery, who have had the Roux-en-Y or the balloon, the gastric bypass. They're chronically anemic. They have deficiencies in all kinds of micronutrients. This is not a solution. It has to be a lifestyle change. And that lifestyle change can only be achieved if we're no longer going hungry. So the answer is not a low-calorie, static, every day the same amount of calorie intake kind of eating plan. That's not the way to go. So Marion, thank you for listening to these podcasts. I hope this has helped you somewhat or helped to guide you in your next steps and what you want to do. And for anyone else who'd like to email me, radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I just remembered the other thing that I would look at in a person whose weight won't budge is cortisol levels. People with high cortisol, that's a stress hormone, they don't have the ability to lose weight. So the thing that I need to do is check cortisol levels. If you don't get enough sleep, if you're overdoing caffeine, this is problematic. So this is another thing I would check. I thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine podcast. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.